Blog Talk Radio.
Cover this broadcast under the blood, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. Again, we just welcome you here to Time to Talk About It. And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting as the music was playing that you gathered your prayer list, because we are our brothers and sisters keepers, and we are to pray one for another. And for those of you that have just newly started listening to us, we are our brothers and sisters keepers. We pray one for another when we start this broadcast off. So you may have a prayer list that you have started. Go ahead and get your prayer list. Let us touch and agree with you. For those of you that don't have a prayer list, there is so much that you can pray for. So many people that you can pray for. You look around and you see all that is happening in this world today, that we are to pray one for another. And you could begin, you know, your prayer list and touch and agree with others as well. Amen. So let us prepare our hearts, prepare our minds as we go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as you see prayer lists is raised before you, O God, hands being laid upon prayer lists, Lord. Oh, God, you know each and every person name by name and what they're in need of, Lord. Heavenly Father, some ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for others, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying and magnifying you, Lord, Father. For, Father, you hear prayers and you answer prayers, Lord Father. So we're thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father God, every prayer request and every praise report, Lord Father, letting us know, Lord Father, that you're still, Lord Father, in the miracle working business, Lord Father. And Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, if we only believe this day, Lord. So, Father, as we come together, Lord, Father, touching and agreeing, Lord, Father, we're thanking you for just showing up and showing out right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the Whitted and Gaines family right now, Lord. Father, on the passing, Lord, Father, of Reverend Anita Gaines, Lord, Father, we ask you this day to comfort the family this day, O Lord. Touch them right now, Lord, Father. Let them remember their loved one, Lord, Father, the joy, the good times, Lord, Father, that they had with their loved ones this day, Lord. Father, to all those that lost loved ones, Lord, Father, comfort their hearts, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, O Lord. And, Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O Lord. Father, and those, Lord, Father, that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, let them take a look at their loved ones, Lord, knowing, Lord, Father, to die in you, Lord, Father, is to reign with you this day, Lord. And, Father, just let them, Lord, Father, take that in, Lord. If they want to see their loved one, oh, God, Father God, all they have to do is accept you this day into their life as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord, Father. Knowing, oh, God, that you're merciful, you're loving, you're a God of many chances this day, Lord, Father. Father God, we say thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Caitlin Worrell, Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we say no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper. Father God, you have brought her through, Lord, Father, and continually, Lord, Father, standing with her this day, Lord. So, Father, as we, being her brothers and sisters, keep her standing in the gap with her this day, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, not just to heal, Lord, Father, but to intervene, Lord, Father, in her behalf this day, Lord, Father, as we pray supernatural strength, Lord, Father, resting, ruling, and abiding in her this day, Lord, Father. Strengthen, Lord, Father God, her kids this day, Lord, her family, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father God, when she is weak, Lord, Father, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for her, Lord, feeling the strength, Lord, Father God, from you, Lord, Father. We say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Aggie right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, as we continue to speak healing to her body this day, Lord, Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for what you have done, doing, and about to do for her, Lord, Father. Thank you for seeing the blood covering her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Diana Dungy, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, I ask you to see the hedge of protection round about her, O God. Father, I ask you to continue to touch her body, Lord, Father. Line it up with the word of God, for you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord, Father. Touch her body right now, Lord, Father. We send forth healing right now in the name of Jesus. Supernatural strength, Lord, Father. Complete healing right now, O God. As she continue, oh God, to do your work this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children, our grandchildren, our loved ones this day, Lord Father. Father, as they're out, Lord Father, those that are in school, at work right now, Lord, we cancel their assignment of the enemy right now, rendering it null and void in the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy, Lord, Father. Father, we bind up school shootings, Lord, Father. Child molestation, trafficking, bullying right now, rendering it null and void, oh, God. Father, God, in the workplace this day, oh, God, see the blood covering, oh, God. Oh, God, in the malls this day, oh, God, see the blood covering, oh, God. Father, as they are driving, Lord, Father, God, or on public transport, Lord, Father, see the blood covering this day, oh, Lord. Father God, we woke up this morning and many didn't even say thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, Lord. But, Father, we're here saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for not just waking us up, Lord, Father, but our loved ones up this morning, Lord, Father. For many did not wake up, Lord. And, Father, we take it not for granted, Lord. We take it not for granted, Lord, that you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, O God, being able to do not just for ourselves, but for others as well. And knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. Father, we're just saying thank you. Thank you for hearing, Lord, Father God, prayers today. Thank you, Father God, for answering prayers, Lord. So, Father, as you see the other prayer lists, Lord, Father, and the names on there, Lord, Father, we're thanking you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I hold before you each and every prayer warrior, intercessor, leader, watchman, Lord Father, that are standing in the gap today, Lord Father. Father God, see the blood covering them, Lord. See the blood covering them this day, Lord Father. Refresh, refill, rejuvenate them, O God. Father, and we say no weapons that is formed against them, O God, shall prosper, Lord. Father, we're just saying thank you today for this opportunity, Lord Father. Father, that you can use us to be a light in someone's darkness today, Lord Father. You can use us today, O God, to be a light in someone's darkness, O God. Father, we're thanking you and we glorifying you, O Lord. We say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all that you have done, doing, Lord Father, and about to do for us this day, Lord Father. We give you all honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It ain't nobody mad but the devil today. I just thank God for being able to come on the broadcast, because we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. We render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus, because this broadcast, the ones that are listening now, those that were listening at a later time, is covered under the blood. When you're listening to this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus, I tell you, that blood, there is healing in the blood. There is protection in the blood. There is comfort in the blood. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that today? We serve awesome, powerful, mighty God. We are a child of God. Those that have come into the knowledge and decide, I no longer want to be of the world, come on over. Accept Christ into your life today. Accept him into your life today. It is not too late. No day, no year, no month, no minute, no second. None. At every, we don't know. We do not know when our time is going to come. None of those are promised. Every day, you open your eye, going about your business, and you taking that breath, know to thank God, because he is the one that woke you up this morning. No one else but him. No one else. So thank him. If you have not done so, thank him right now where you are. God is a loving God. God is a God of many chances. God is long-suffering. But we do not know. Let me say it again. We do not know when his long-suffering for us, for Diane, call your name. You do not know when it's going to end. Be in good standing today with God. Help others today to know who he is. It is time now for us to be our brothers and sisters keepers. And yes, you're going to get those that don't want to hear what you have to say. But you know what? When you say what you say to them, They cannot say they have not heard about God. They cannot say. There is too many ways, so many ways that you can hear about God. You've been hearing about God. All that is going on, you're on the, you look on the internet, you have TikTok, you know, you have Facebook, you have the TV, you have your phone. I mean, and you yourself around people that talk about God. So there is no excuse when you stand before God. There is no excuse why you couldn't accept him while there was breath in the body. Because when there is no longer breath, when the lights go out, you can't say, Lord, stand before him and say, Lord, here I am. I accept you. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. So I just would like to thank each and every one of our listeners, those that have been with us from the beginning. And this broadcast been on here from since 2009. And we're just thanking you all for supporting us. We thank you all. We take you all not for granted. We thank God for the other nations that are listening in, the islands that are listening in. We thank God for you all. We thank God that you all are able to hear the word coming forth. Some people are not privileged to have Bibles, but hearing the word of God, hearing the word of God, we don't know how good we have it until we no longer have it. We do not know how good we have it until we no longer have it. So don't look down on someone that don't have it. Because soon and very soon, you might be the next person not to have it. So today, take not your Bible for granted. Take not the ways that you can get to the Bible for granted. You have a computer. You can download the app on your computer, your phone, your tablet, you know, and you have the hard copy. Some don't have anything because it was taken away from them. And soon it will be your turn. Do you have enough word in you to sustain you? So take nothing and no one for granted. Don't take a loved one for granted. Time is too short for you to be arguing over minor stuff. And when that person is no longer here and you look back on, and sometimes you don't even remember why you stopped talking to them. So it's time now, people, to wake up, have forgiveness in your heart. And when someone asks for forgiveness, forgive them. Because if we want to be forgiven, we have to forgive also, okay? We have to forgive also. Just, you know, looking around and, you know, on this world today, it's no time to be playing. It's time for you to be praying and praying for your loved ones as well. Praying for your unsaved loved ones that they will come into the knowledge of Christ. They will accept him into their lives and take it not for granted. Take it not for granted that they have today, they have tomorrow. We do not know, people. So today, have that one-on-one talk with God today. Have that one-on-one talk today with him. It's not about your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your child. It's not about none of them. It's about you and your relationship with God. When you leave here, would he say enter in, or would he say depart from me? Many are saying that, you know, the man and woman of God, they're not playing, you know, when it comes to the word of God, especially now. It is not no time to be playing with God. It's time for you to be serious. It's time for you to have that personal relationship with them. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me give you the word for today. It says, how wonderful it is that nobody needs wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. What world are you improving today? Are you improving your world today? What is your world? Questions, 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 but do we have answers? Do we have answers today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm praying today that you all will not let me just go on and you all are not going to participate today. I know you all are going to come on and, you know, say what God is telling you today to say to someone, to encourage someone today. So for those of you that are listening live, all you have to do is press the number 1. For those of you that are listening on other devices, you can call in at 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. For those of you on Blog Talk Radio, the chat is open. See how many ways you can do it? So don't leave, you know, just me here to talk. I tell you, but what I'm going to talk about today is a question of faith. And I got that topic right there from the movie that I watched. And the movie is A Question of Faith. Question of Faith. And that is a question that people will ask you when you're going through. And you are a child of God. They're going to ask you, so where is your faith? Where is your faith? Let's see what faith is. In the Oxford Dictionary, it says, complete trust, confident in someone or something. A strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. That's what the dictionary said about faith. So when you're going through, you may be faced with about to lose a loved one. Something, whatever. I don't know what you're going through. But when we're going through our faith tends to get very low. Because you've just been going through, and you're like, Lord, can I not catch a break? And you're still going through. And when we lose someone, instead of us running to God, we run away from God. We run away from God, and we blame God. And I know a lot of us have done it. I have done it. I have to ask God to forgive me. But when you don't know no better, you can't do better. But when you know better, you do better. God makes no mistake in nothing that he does. But do we have enough faith and trust and belief in God that he makes no mistake in nothing? Do we? Only you can answer that question today. But I will tell you today, no matter what it is that you're going through, trust God. Trust him today. There is nothing that he don't take you to that he won't bring you through if you believe, if you trust. There is nothing that he will bring you to that he won't bring you through. In that movie, the pastor lost his son by a teenager that was texting and driving. That's a movie, y'all. No, I don't get paid to promote any movie or whatever, but people look at pictures to look at movies, but you get so much out of, you know, a movie if you pay attention to that movie. I like to watch a lot of faith-based movies, and you'll hear me talk about them from time to time on here, that you should check it out. Check it out. If your faith is even low, it's running low and you need to be refreshed, refilled, you know, you can get in your Bible, begin to read, begin to meditate and spend time with God. And when you're looking at the movies, it's like it encourages you, it uplifts you, because you see people going through situations. Maybe one of those situations can even be yours that you're going through. And that movie at the right time helps you, increase your faith, because you would say, if God can do it for them, he can do it for me too. This is why it's so good to give your testimony. This is why it's so good. So this pastor, he was the co-pastor. His dad was the senior pastor of the church, and he was about to be installed as the senior pastor of the church. This, let me tell you, when you're about to get a breakthrough in something that you're going through, the devil don't mind coming in. He will Listen, sometimes the devil will step in and test you to see, do you really have faith in God? You know, what happened with Job? His faith was tested. He was tested to the utmost. How many of us today can go through what Job went through? Count it blessed at times when you see you're going through. In order for you to get where God wants you to be, he got to take you through some trials. But do you have the faith in God that he going to bring you through this? Everything is not the devil. Everything is not the devil, people. Let me get this straight. Everything is not the devil. God tests us as well. He tests us as well. He was about to be installed as a senior pastor of the church. The fact that his son died, his son got run over by a driver, teenage driver, that was texting, not paying attention. I was out 2 days ago, and there was some teenagers that was driving in the next lane next to me. And you know what they was doing? The young lady was texting while she was driving. I had to blow my horn because she was coming over into my lane. That's what she was doing. Can you for one moment just put the phone down, leave the phone? When you get to the light and you stop, you can text. You stop, but not while you're driving. And he lost his son. And he blamed himself and he blamed God because he was supposed to pick up his son. And I know many of us could find ourselves, you know, in that situation. You get caught up in your work. You get caught up in whatever it is that you're doing that you forget what you're supposed to do. You say, well, where does the faith come in? Where does the faith come in? Go ahead, your life.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Bishop Porter.
I thank God for you, and just thank God for the text, for the subject, because truly, if we ever need you to trust God by faith, it's time now.
Amen.
And that's in everything that we say or do. And do you know that faith is what we say? Coming right out of our mouths. This is why the scripture says that we can speak death or life on ourselves, blessings or either curses out of our own mouth. So this is where our faith lies. Every one of us have a measure of faith. He said if you just have faith of a grain of a what? Mustard seed.
Mustard seed.
That's a little seed. So we all have it. When we woke up this morning and our feet hit the floor, we start our faith day. You had faith to get in your car, to go where you was going, And you had to watch the other driver, because that's what defense driving is all about. That's why you was a truck driver, and you were taught that, to watch the other fella. You know you're going to be staying in your lane, but them coming over there to hit you. See, that's what you're talking about. And that's what just happened yesterday. And that's for each and every one of us when we go up and down the danger in the busy highway. It's a faith journey. You know, we can take it lightly, take it for granted that I'm going to go from point A to point B. But how do you know? See? But just thank God that his grace and mercy that keep us, you know. As you was talking, I was looking here in St. Mark. And we was pretty familiar with how Jesus had cursed the fig tree. But I was looking in chapter 11 at verse 13 and 14. I wanted you to just read them two verses, Minister Diane. And I'm going to fast forward to tell the people, and I know that you know, and many of them that's out there and now wherever they may be listening, know, faith is trusting the word of God, that if he spoke it, he able to perform it. Am I right?
Amen.
And in verse 13 and 14, what did he do? And seeing a what? A fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happening, he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. But the time of figs was not yet. Verse 14, and Jesus answered and said, now, this is getting ready to speak, unto it, no man, you Bible in red writing, am I right?
Amen.
No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. They was listening. How do we listen today when we read the word of God? When we hear preaching taught, when you come on Blog Talk, when different ministers and elders and apostles and bishops come on here, that's how we hear. We hear it on Sunday. This is why he said his word would not go out and return to him void. When Jesus said, let there be light, from that point on, everything that our God spoke will do what? Come to pass. That's
Amen.
Why he said, let every man and every devil in hell be alive, but God's word be what? True. So why not trust and believe the word of God? Now, he said it won't be no fruit. In verse 14, that's what he said, for hereafter.
Yes.
And his disciples did what? They was listening.
Heard it.
They heard it. And that's what it said. Now let's fast forward. Let's fast forward. Look at verse 22. Give me 21. And Peter came to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold me, look, the fig tree which thou did what?
Cursed.
Curse is withered what? It done withered
away.
Withered away. It was leaves on it. Now the leaves gone. That's faith. That's faith. We don't have to go any further. So why is it so hard for us to trust God when we read his word? What are we saying when we don't believe it? Huh?
We don't believe there's
a God. Why do we doubt? Why do we doubt? See, well, you know it's another spirit out there, and that's his job. Because Jesus said in St. John 10 and 10, the thief come to do what? Kill,
steal,
and to
destroy.
See, why we don't put that on the devil? Like you said, when things are going wrong in our lives, you just said it. And we have a tendency to say, Lord, why this and why that? Huh? See? And the Lord is yet saying, why not you? And he always have a way to bring us out, to bring us what? Into something better. Why
if
did you say
we
that?
Believe.
And, oh, hell, now you got it. You got it. I can shut my mouth now. You got to, and that's all he asking us to do, Minister Diane. He said all things are what? Possible if you only
possible.
Do what? If you
believe.
Only do what? Thank you.
Believe.
I'm through. Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard? He said not
you know
something,
why?
All things. Go ahead.
You know why it's so hard for them to believe? Because the carnal mind only want to believe what they see. What they see, not what they can't see. So because they can't see it, you know, they don't believe. But yet in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hope for, the evidence mm-hmm. of things not seen. And that
right.
not seeing part is what the carnal mind have a problem with. Forgetting
but
that you're
not...
spiritual, forgetting
mm-hmm.
that is say, call those things that are not as though they are.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you call those things that are not as though they are, you're trusting and you're believing and you're speaking it into existence because it's not here. And if it do not happen right away for them, oh, God is not real. His word is not real. When we're going
mm-hmm.
through, we feel that, God, why am I going through this? Why do I have to go through this? This person didn't go through it. But you don't know your journey that God has for you. You don't
so
know.
True.
You just have to trust God.
Amen.
And that's why in watching this movie, Bishop, you have to watch that movie, A Question of Faith. I know you're going to enjoy it. Okay? And that pastor, not only that you standing before people, and you have to minister the word of God. When you come from that pulpit, you still have a family that you have to deal with. And to see in it all, not only that he had to ask for forgiveness from God,
mm-hmm.
he asked for forgiveness from his family. He stand in front of the congregation and even ask for forgiveness. And these are things people don't want to do, ask for forgiveness. And forgiveness is so powerful because it's not for that person. It is for you.
Right.
And by you forgiving, you know, someone and knowing that God has forgiven you, your faith has increased. In God today, people, faith is not just for the man and woman of God that preach the word. Faith is for all of us.
Right.
And when that movie started out, it started out with Psalm 34 and 17. And it reads, the righteous cry and the Lord hear it and deliver them out of all their troubles.
Right.
But
and that's true. That's so true.
We don't have
he
that staying power.
How many of them? He delivered out of all. But, you know, just piggyback on what you were just saying, the enemy have a way to show you truth to deceive you. How many times have I told y'all that? He's a liar, like the Bible say, but he's not no dumb devil. He done been to heaven. He know what's up there. He was next in line to God. He was no joke. He was one of the most beautiful angels there. But what got him put out was pride. He wanted to exalt himself. And do you know one of the number one hate things that God hates is pride. God despised a proud look. You just said people don't want to forgive. That's what keep a lot of people from getting their blessing. They are so proudful, they don't want to ask for forgiveness. And you just said it. Forgiveness is for them, not the other person. Once you tell a person to forgive me, I done this and I done that, it's all for you. It's all for you. It's on them now. And then people got this thing, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget it. Show me that in the Bible.
Come on now.
It ain't there. It's not there. But I can show you in verse 25 and 26 when he say, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. He didn't put no name there.
He
put any. That your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Now Jesus said that. And then he went deeper. Verse 26 said, but if you do not forgive, see, people need to do some reading. Neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Then they wonder why, well, how come this and how come this? I don't know why I'm going through this. I don't know. Because you got an unforgiving spirit. God's not going to alter his word, Minister Diane, for me, you, or nobody else.
No, he ain't.
He stands on his word. He spoke it, and he's going to perform it. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Why would we say he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore? Why would we say that? Because God true to his word. That's why. God means just what he say. And he is a merciful. He is kind. He's patient. He all those things. But he also is a consuming fire. See?
Yes, he is.
That's why the word of God says it's a terrible thing to fall up under the hands of angry God. When God keeps coming to you, and you know God is speaking to you. Every one of us have a conscience, whether you saved or not saved. That came into play when they was in the garden and sin entered in. Now the eyes open. You take a baby. If you walk into a room, and if he's big enough to have some in his hand, and when he see you come in, try to put it behind his back, you need to get the strap right then because he know right from wrong. He know he got something he ain't got no business with. Conscious. See? So as it is in
but
the
you
natural,
see, you can't
same
tell,
in the spirit.
You can't tell that. You can't tell that to them these days because the first thing they're going to say, oh, he don't know better. He know enough to hide whatever it is. He knows. He knows. And when we say he, we don't just, we're not saying just man, male and female.
That's right.
Okay. So
man
let,
in the Bible, man in the Bible means mankind. Mankind, that's mean woman too. So that's what man in the Bible, that's what that means. When we read about mankind, that's covers both genders, both sex. But when we come into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we no more male, not female. We one in Christ Jesus.
Wait.
He sees us
say
as one.
Say that again. Say that
we
again.
We are one.
So they can get it.
We are one in Christ Jesus. One. That's why he said marriage is honorable in his sight. And he said, whom he put together, no man can put asunder. God ain't putting all these people together. But when God do it, see, you're going to stay together. He said, let no man do what? Put asunder. That asunder means separate, divide, apart. That's what that means. If God do it. Now, I didn't say it. That's the word of God. See? He put Adam and Eve in the garden. What separated them from God was sin. But they still were together.
Amen.
They still were together. When he chased them out, he didn't chase Adam out and say, you go that way, you go your way. He didn't do that. He chased both of them out. And he gave both of them their judgment, their punishment. Am I right? He passed it down. But now,
yes,
if you go back and read that, Minister Diane, not one time he cursed Adam. he cursed the ground. He said, when he got to Adam, the ground is cursed for your sake. Read it. Now you got to go to work. Before, you didn't have to sweat. Now you got to sweat, buddy. See why we have to sweat now? See now why you got to sweat? Because of sin. See? Now you got to go out and work and take care. Take care of your wife and your children and your family and pay bills. Now you got to sweat. See? I'm so tired. My back hurting and everything. And before, he walk around the garden all day, tending to the garden. He still was tending to the garden. He was doing the same thing. Same thing. Without sweating. The sun still was coming up. Had it made in had it made in the shade.
Yeah.
But sin, see? Now you got to sweat when you go to work. You got to get up early in the morning, got to work late at the night.
Mm-hmm.
Because of sin, see? And that's come because of conscience. Now you got a conscience. You know right from wrong. You know good from evil. Even a child born into the world. That's why we are born into the world, shaped with iniquity. Ain't that what we say?
Yep.
See? And no way we can get around it. No way. See? Adam did that.
Mm-hmm.
See? But thank God we got an advocate, our Lord and Savior. He loved mankind so much.
Thank Father, you, Lord.
Oh, come on, say it again. Lord, I'll go. And people yet don't appreciate it. But his mercy endures forever. See? So what more can he do?
Until they no longer have it. And that's the sad thing, that we have to lose something in order to appreciate what we had.
Amen.
But now, if we get back to, it's a sad thing.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if we get back to our go ahead.
No, I was done. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm fast forwarding and getting back to the text. And as we pick up verse 21, now Peter called to remembrance. Now they walking and they pass by. Called to remembrance and said unto him, Master, behold, me look, the fig tree which thou cursest is what? Wither away. It was leaves on it. There was no figs growing on it, but it was leaves. And Jesus said, from hereafter, nothing gonna be on it. That's what I'm saying. Whatever Jesus say in his word is faith. Minister Diane, I want you to catch this. Whatever we read in God's word is faith. That's why I always tell the church, God's word is always present tense. He always said to Israel, today you hear my voice. He always said today, God's word is always present tense. If you read it tomorrow, it'll be for tomorrow. It'll be for next week. Every time you read your Bible, it's for you and me. When you pick it up and read it and study it, it didn't say read it. It says study to show thyself approved. And that's the problem. Yes. People is reading, but they're not studying. You study. You get into the word. See? You tried to get a revelation of the word. Go ahead.
You know, also, Bishop, I'm here to tell a lot of believers and non-believers, we that are in Christ, we that are believers today, our faith dips. Not because we in Christ means that at times our faith don't go low.
Right.
It does. And because things happen, and as a human, we react in carnality first before we even go spiritual.
Right.
You know, you're dealing with that emotion that, you know, that you're going through. So you need like-minded people. You need people around you or those that are prayer warriors, those that are sensitive in the spirit to begin to war and intercede for you. And knowing, most of all, knowing the word of God, that scriptures can come up to you in that time, because when you realize, you know, what it is that you're going through, what it is you're fighting against, and you come into, now you're dealing with it in the spiritual realm. You're able to deal with it in the spiritual realm by fighting in the spiritual realm with the word of God. That's how you fight in the spirit, with the word of God. And I remember, you know, I can't remember exactly what it is that I was going through, but you always, and you not just done it to me, you have done it to others, where you have tell us, Mark 11, and I want you to read, and you would always say, I want you to read 23 and 24, but before that can happen, you have to read 25 and 26. If you do not do them, don't worry about 23 and 24. Am I correct?
Amen. Amen. You're right.
You know, and forgiveness is so powerful. People don't understand how powerful forgiveness is. It breaks the chain that the enemy has you bound to.
Amen.
What chain? You're probably looking at your hands and say, what chain? He don't have me bound. He even have your mouth bound. Why? Because you are so ashamed, you're so afraid of what it is you've been through, what it is that you're going through, and the enemy don't want you. You see, the more you talk about something, is the freer that you get. They no longer have that power over you. That's what we're talking about by being bound.
Right.
You know, where they don't even have to be in the presence. All you have to do is hear the name, and their name alone gets you in a gear. You forgive them. You go to them, and you forgive them. And you ask them to forgive you for your part.
Right.
And you go to God and you ask God for forgiveness. And most of all, you forgive yourself. Let me tell you that enemy do not have the power over you.
Right.
And you want to see them get upset? They will get upset. Knowing that you could expose them now. You are free. You can talk. You can talk about what you've been through and knowing that God is the one that sets you free.
Yeah.
He sets you free. The God within you. Now you're being able to talk. That's why testimonies are so important. Knowing that you've been through something and you can help somebody go through it. Let me tell you, God is good. God will use it. He brings people in your presence that has been through what you have been through or going through.
Amen.
And the thing about it, if we don't have enough faith to open our mouth and allow God to speak through us, and knowing, you know, you'll be talking to someone and they're looking at you like in awe, like, okay, because you are telling them something that you've been asking God about. And here it is, you're saying to them, you're giving them the answer, you're giving them the solution. And they're looking at you because you do not even know what they was asking God for, the conversation that they had had with God. And you will go by someone and the encouragement that you will give someone in even speaking and they know, yes, God do hear and answer prayers. Yes, God
Amen.
Do have solution, but do you believe? Do you believe today? Do you have that confidence in God on what his words say today? Or do you have
mm-hmm.
doubt today? Because sometimes we ask and we ask in a mist. Amen.
Right.
We have another caller.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. You're live on air.
Hello, my name's Fred. I love your show. Praise God. Praise you. Thank you for being not only God's life, but God's messenger.
Amen.
Amen to you. I need help. My mother passed away many years ago, and you're like a mother figure to me. You really are, like a Mother Teresa. So I need help here with my issue. My dad knows, okay, I'm going to come straight forward. My dad knows already that I'm gay, but it was difficult for him to accept that. And he, in some odd way, he says to me, well, are you the man or the woman in the relationship? And I said, I'm the man. And that actually made him feel better. But the truth is that I'm not the man or the woman. I'm just me. And in the gay community, a woman's known as a top, and the man is a woman is known as the bottom, and a man is known as the top.
Fred.
So, yes.
Can you tell me what is your purpose? Because I know this is not your first time on here. Do you need to be delivered?
No, this is my first time. My name's Fred. I'm calling from Baltimore, and here's my question: is this? Could you? Because my father's going to be very upset with me. Can you break the news to my father that I'm not only a top?
I don't have time for that foolishness. Praise the Lord.
Let us finish. I'm on, Dane. Go ahead. What was your question, sir?
No, Bishop. That is the same gentleman that came on when you start by coming on here.
Mm-hmm.
That was the same gentleman that came on to try and disrupt the broadcast with that same talk that he had. That's what I told him. I discontinue him off. I disconnect the phone. I don't have time for that foolishness that he comes on. Wait, that's what I asked. What is it that you want? This is not your first time on here.
Well, and you told him right. Do you want to be delivered?
That is his job.
Okay, what I was going to give him, I was going to give him the word of God. That's what I had for him. You know, ain't no such thing like this the top and this the bottom. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, who dishonored their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vain affections. For even their women did change their nature, used to that which is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the nature, using use of the woman, burning in their lust one towards another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly. See? So that's what I wanted to give him. See? So I'm glad you asked him the question. Do he want to be delivered? You know, talk to his father. His father was asking, he's born a man, and that's what God intends for you to be. But like you say, if he called in, this is time to talk about it. This is a spiritual broadcast, and if you call in and ask a question about that type of behavior, we are against it because God is against it. And if the word of God say is wrong, we say it's wrong.
Amen.
So that's all
Amen.
I have to say to him. If you feel listening.
He was not going to let you say anything, Bishop.
Okay.
I go back in my records. I guarantee you, Bishop, He was also the gentleman that came on when all of us was there together, Pastor Sharon, Apostle Porter, yourself, myself,
right.
Michael, mm-hmm. all of us was on Blog Talk Radio. And automatically as he opened his mouth and he said his name,
well, let me
that's
say
why
this.
I call him, because he simply comes with the same thing about homosexuality. You know,
well, let me say
he is
this
and he is that. You know, you're going to come on here and you want to talk that, let us deliver you, because you need deliverance. You need deliverance.
And you're exactly right. You're exactly right. But I tell you what, the Spirit of God is dealing with him, because if he keep calling in and keep listening, see, there's one thing about it. He's going to be without excuse, because his knee got to bow before the Lord. The Bible say every knee got to bow and every tongue got to confess. And see, if he know that it's wrong, God is dealing with him. This is what I'm saying. You know, we were talking about that conscience. See, God is on his conscience. This is what's going on with him. See, so like you asked him, do you want to be delivered? He dodged that, see, and now it's a fight between the flesh and the spirit. That's what's going on with it. But see, like you say, if he calling in, want to be delivered, we gonna pray, because God will break that habit, that spirit that is in him. See, because that's not of God. God made Adam and Eve. I'm sorry, you know. Hey. And people fight it. You can fight it all you want. But we got to trust the word of God. Amen? Am I right?
Amen, amen. And you know what, Bishop? We're going to go ahead and we're going to pray for Fred.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do today. We're going to pray for Fred.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, Father, we hold Fred before you, Lord. And Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch his mindset, Lord, Father, the spirit that operates within him this day, Lord. Father, we speak healing right now and deliverance right now to him, Lord, Father, that he may know, Lord, Father God, that you're a merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord, Father, and that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father, whatever it is, Lord Father, that would cause, Lord Father, distraction, Lord Father God, to come up, Lord Father God, in his life away from you, Lord Father. We're praying right now, Lord Father, that he will truly accept you into his life this day as his personal Lord and Savior, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you forgive us, Lord Father, when we come before you, O God. So, Father God, touch his heart, Lord Father, touch his mindset this day, Lord, that, Father God, from this day forward, Lord Father, that he will seek you, Lord Father. Father God, he will change his ways this day, Lord Father, and draw others to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're going to have faith. Go ahead, Bishop.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we're going to have faith that God is operating in him, because it is not from, you know, not just now that the call, you know, comes in every now and again. Yes, we do have, you know, people that, you know, just want to call in to do whatever. But the blood of Jesus covers this broadcast. The blood of Jesus covers today. And we just thank God, even for Fred even calling in. We're going to thank God for him, because you know what? We all were brothers and sisters, keepers, and we ought to pray one for another. And even those that do not know Christ, we're going to pray that they do accept Christ into their life.
Amen.
That's what we're going to do. We don't take it as a negative, but what we will not do is promote that kind of talk on here. Yes, it is time to talk about it, but you don't just talk. You also listen. You listen. So I just say, Lord, I thank you for Fred. Touch him, heal him, deliver him, wherever he may be at this time.
And Minister Diane, you're so on point and so correct. And we want to say all unrighteousness is sin, listeners. All unrighteousness is sin. We love God's people. God don't like sin. God hates sin. That's what separates man from God. That don't change. What matter of sin you are doing in the eyes of God, all unrighteousness is sin. I just want to make that perfectly clear. All unrighteousness. The scripture say the wages, that's pay. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Just want to leave that with the lips.
That's the word of God. That's what we believe. That's what we stand on. We die with that here on Logion International Ministries. Pastor George Bonds, pastor, Minister Diane, host of Blog Talk Radio, and also the Wedding Wall on Friday night. That's right. If you want to be deliberate, this is what it's all about. This is a broadcast. And this other, all others, other broadcasts and other radio programs, amen, believe like we do. We believe in deliverance. We believe in healing. Praise God. Because Jesus said, whom he set free is free indeed. Praise God. He set us free. And if he did it for us, he'll do it for you. You have no respect to person. And I say again, and I'm going to turn it back in the hands of Minister Diane. All, A-L-L, that's cover a multitude. All unrighteousness is sin. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you. Service back in the hands of Minister Dyke.
Amen, amen, amen. See, we're here. If you want to accept Christ into your life, you need prayer. That's why I asked the question. What is it that you want us to do? What do you want? Do you need prayer? Do you have a praise report? Do you need to accept Christ into your life? We're talking today about faith and having faith. When you're going through, you have faith to go through. You have faith to go through what it is that you're going through today. Knowing that the God that you serve, when he said he will never leave you nor forsake you, those is why he says, Lord, I need you. I need you today to help me to increase my faith, Lord. My faith is weak. It's low. So for those of you that have not watched that movie, that's another movie that I remember now. I gave you all, it's what, 90 minutes, I think it was 90 minutes in heaven, and there's another one is 12 minutes, and this, a question of faith, and not only that he had, when it was time for the, because he was brain dead, his son was brain dead, and they had to disconnect him from the machine. And not only that he had to take him off the machine. He was like, his heart is beating strong. He is still alive. The heart is beating, but the brain is dead. The brain is dead. What is it that you are trusting God today for? What is it that you're going through today that, you know, you trust in God for? You need to have faith. For God, I can't do this by myself. Go into your concordance today. Look up the word faith. And see today what scriptures that he will give you. You may get a whole chapter to read. And Hebrews 11, that whole chapter of Hebrews 11 will tell you, the whole chapter. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." And I know our time is almost up. Again, we just thank God for each and every one of you all. And we're not going to just end today on it. God's willing, and if he sees fit for me to talk about this faith tomorrow, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Because you know what? Looking around you today, when you look around, you know without a shadow of a doubt that you need to have faith in God, because he's the only one that's going to sustain you today. He's the only one that's going to keep you in the ark of safety. If you have ears, hear what they're saying today. Hear what the man and woman of God are saying today. Have faith in God. And begin to, I'm not going to stress it, but let me stress this here to you. It's time now for us to teach our children, our grandchildren, our loved ones, those around us to pray, those that have not accepted Christ in their life to do so. They are looking at you. They are looking at you. Remember, we are the church. They listen to what we say, and they also look at the way that we carry ourselves. Are we carrying ourselves of the world, or are we carrying ourselves as godly people? How is it? Is our word and our actions being as one, or, you know, you're saying one thing but doing the other? Because first thing they're going to tell you, they lead by example. So whatever it is that you're showing for today is what they're going to follow. We are here. We are all ministers of the gospel, those that come into the knowledge of Christ. Ask him today to use you. There is nothing too hard for God. And no, forgiveness is so powerful. It's not just for the person, but it's for you as well. It is for you as well. So let it go and let God have his perfect way in you. Allow God to use you today. And if your faith has this, just go before God. If you prayed and you prayed in unbelief, just ask God for forgiveness. Help you with your unbelief today. Help with my unbelief today. Lord, I need you today. So I challenge you all today to open your Bibles. Go into the concordance. Find faith scriptures. Write them down. Read them. Read it. Spend time in God today. And then come back on and tell me the scriptures, not just me. Tell those that are listening now, those that will listen at a later time, tell them the scriptures. Tell them where God took you when you open your Bible and you begin to search out those faith scriptures. It don't just go for faith. It goes for healing. It goes for whatever it is that you're going through. You will find it between the pages of the Bible. You will find it. So I thank each and every one of you for joining us today. Those that would listen at a later date, may God continue to bless and keep you. Be blessed. Join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Be blessed.
God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.